This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a question to be asked here about the rate hike, and it goes like this. Kai, for crying out loud, it's a quarter lousy point. Why should I care? Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that one from New York.
A quarter percentage point ain't much, and we're only talking about the benchmark short-term interest rates the Fed sets. But that does impact you as rates gradually rise across the economy. Beth Ann Bovino is U.S. Chief Economist at S&P Global Ratings.
Basically, the impact will be borrowers will be losers and savers will be winners.
Not big winners. We're talking about interest on your savings account moving from basically nothing to, well, still pretty close to nothing. And if you want to avoid being one of those loser borrowers, a little advice from Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS Market.
Certainly in terms of mortgages, I would say to the extent that homeowners or potential homeowners have the ability to lock in rates, this would be a good time to do it.
Mortgages don't move in lockstep with Fed decisions, but it is all connected. That includes variable rates on credit cards, which means it's wise to pay off any outstanding balances soon before rates rise. Car loans and student loans can feel the impact too. And if a quarter point hike still sounds small, stop thinking of it in isolation, explains California State University economist Sungwon Son.
This is just the beginning of a series of hikes in interest rates forthcoming.
Probably three next year, the Fed reckons. There's also the potential impact on stocks that may be sitting in your retirement fund. Stocks were down today. A rise in interest rates doesn't typically boost stock prices, but when the rise is driven by a belief in coming economic growth, that could be good for stocks in the longer term. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.